Okay, imagine I'm sitting here in my kitchen in LA, coffee getting cold, trying to explain why our agent keeps trying to query a database that doesn't exist for 3 hours straight. That is exactly the pain point this new tool maze paper is hitting.
Right. And usually we just assume if the model is big enough, it'll figure it out. But this benchmark basically says, nope, your fancy agent is just blind to the fact that the tool is lying to it.
Exactly. It's the happy path fallacy. Every demo we see works perfectly, but the moment a network timeout happens or the API returns a zero instead of an error code, everything just spirals.
Yeah, and that's the thing about Tool Maze, Justy. It doesn't just test for the obvious 404s. It tests for these implicit failures where the tool gives you valid JSON that is semantically garbage.
Like returning a negative stock count, I've seen that. The agent just tries to ship negative inventory because it trusts the tool too much.
Precisely. That silent corruption is way worse than a hard crash. And the paper found that perturbation recovery rate plummets about 37% in those scenarios. It's a cliff.
37%? That is huge. I mean, for a product manager, that is the line between cool prototype and never touching production again.
It's a nightmare. The agents get trapped in futile trial and error loops. They just keep retrying the same broken path because they don't realize the path itself is the problem.
Wait, so they don't even try a different tool? They just spin their wheels until the budget runs out?
Exactly. It's a lack of dynamic replanning. They have to learn to detect the anomaly, backtrack, and explore a new path.
That sounds nice in theory, but Cody, how much does that cost? If I have to make my agent think for 10 seconds to decide not to use a broken tool, my users are going to hate it.
Oh, the cost is the kicker. The paper shows that agentic fault tolerance improves only 3.66 times slower than basic task execution as you scale the model.
Wait, slower? So bigger models are actually worse at handling errors relative to their speed?
Not worse, Justy, but the gap is widening. You need a massively larger model to get the same reliability bump you'd get from a simple retry script. It's a distinct bottleneck.
That is such an exploring next take. We keep buying bigger GPUs thinking it fixes the architecture, but we're just paying for a slightly slower meltdown.
That is a good way to put it. We're paying for a slower meltdown. The methodology here is solid, though. They used a DAG-based topology to create these complex dependency graphs.
A DAG topology? So they're mapping out the tool calls like a flow chart and then breaking specific nodes?
Yes, it's a two-dimensional design. They vary the topological complexity, and then they apply these perturbations that are either explicit or implicit, and transient or permanent.
Implicit and transient. Like a temporary network blip that looks like a permanent failure to the agent?
Right, or a permanent semantic break that only happens when the data shifts. Separating those is key because you can't fix a transient timeout the same way you fix a logic bug.
Okay, so who is actually building with this? The authors are from Shanghai AI Lab and Baidu, right? Is this just academic or does it matter to us?
It matters because the code is out there. They linked the Tool Maze repo on GitHub. It's not just a paper, it's
GitHub? Okay, that changes things. If I can run this locally, I can prove to my team that our current strategy is leaving us vulnerable.
And honestly, the trade-off is real. You either build a dynamic replanning layer, which is hard, or you accept that your agent will fail catastrophically when the tools slip up.
I guess that means no more happy path demos. We have to show the failure recovery in the slide deck.
Oh, the board is going to love that. Here's our product, and here is how it fails gracefully. I imagine it's going to be a very short slide.
It's going to be the oops slide. But seriously, if we can't automate that recovery, we can't ship. The math just doesn't work without it.
Agreed. And since scaling isn't the magic bullet, we're going to have to get creative with the architecture. Maybe some explicit state tracking that the LLM doesn't control.
Or maybe we just tell the agent to stop trusting the tool until it verifies the output with a second source. That feels like a good first step.
That's the kind of heuristic the paper suggests. But you're right. We can't wait for the next model release. We have to build the guardrails now.
Well, I'm going to grab that GitHub link and start poking around. Thanks for keeping me grounded, Cody.
Someone has to be the voice of doom, Justy. Go try not to break your deployment on a Tuesday.
No promises. I'll let you know how long it takes to recover from a simulated 404.
I'll bring the coffee when you're done.